This is the Flip Empire Show with Alex Pardo, episode 26.
I was talking to my team yesterday and we're just talking, okay, how can we do better? How can we do more? And really, it doesn't take a lot. I mean, it seems like it does. But the difference between doing zero deals and doing 100 deals a year really isn't that much. As we like broke it down, I'm like, hey, we went over like three different systems that we could put in place. And if we do properly, okay, this system can bring us another deal per week. This can bring us another deal per week. This can... That's another 150 deals in a year.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Prepare to dive into the minds of real estate's heavy hitters and gain the cutting-edge expertise you need to scale and grow your real estate empire. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
What's up, everyone? Alex Pardo here. Thanks for joining us here on another Flip Empire Masterclass show. And guys, before I get into the podcast here, I think it's worth mentioning because I've seen such a positive impact and results in my personal life and in my business. And I'm actually going to dedicate next week's Q&A show to this topic. And it's all about you get what you expect. And when I say that, I mean not only in your business, but in all aspects of your life. So what I want to do here really quick is before I bring Justin on is I really want to challenge you to elevate your thinking and expect more out of yourself and out of your business. I'll give you a perfect example. You know, at the beginning of the year, I challenged my team that I really wanted to raise our average profit per deal. You know, last year was somewhere around the $13,000-$14,000 a mark range. And I said, you know, there's no reason that in our market, we shouldn't be doing at least 20K a deal. And just by putting that and planting that seed, you know, we've been more diligent when it comes to negotiating with sellers. We've been getting more aggressive on our pricing on the wholesale side. And it's working out great. I mean, we're exceeding 20K a mark. 20K on an average profit per deal here just this year alone, where we've been kind of hovering around the $12,000-$13,000 a mark the last couple of years. So just an example, not to brag in any way, but I really want to challenge you guys to just elevate your thinking and expect more out of yourself, out of your team members and your business. And I think you're going to see those results trickle down to the bottom line. So having said that, enough about that. I just wanted to kind of, you know, tease you guys on the next week's Q&A show. I have a buddy of mine, Justin Williams, on here, and I'm excited to have him on because Justin's actually somebody that I've been kind of watching from afar. He's got a great podcast, House Flipping HQ, which is one of the handful of podcasts in real estate that I listen to. I've gotten a tremendous amount of value from a lot of the content that he's put out the last couple of years. And what's impressive is he's somebody that, you know, on average, he's doing more than 100 flips a year. He's done well over 500 transactions, and he's actually set up shop. He's out of California, but he's set up shop in different markets. And what's cool is that, you know, people talk about the importance of creating systems in your business. That's something that I've harped on a lot. And Justin's actually somebody that really does that. You know, I mean, we'll talk about it a little bit here in the next few minutes or so. But, you know, he's been able to create a business that doesn't necessarily rely on him and his time to produce and to be productive. So what I really want to talk about on the podcast today with Justin before I bring him on here is he's created an extremely valuable tool that I haven't been through yet, but I'm actually I'm excited to go through it. It's basically a tool that allows people to go through a series of questions and it's going to diagnose their business. Kind of like when you go to the doctor for a checkup, you know, the doctor's going to tell you, you know, what's working, what's functioning in your body, what's not. This tool is going to tell you where your business might be failing or even where it might be succeeding. And it's going to identify where you need to put more effort, focus, and attention to fix certain things that are not working in your business. So Justin can do a much better job of explaining the tool because, again, I haven't been through it, but I just wanted to let you guys know that at the end of the podcast, we're going to let you know where you can go to go through this test for free, like no strings attached whatsoever. So, Justin, having said that, man, appreciate your time and thanks for joining us here, man.
Alex, what's going on, man? Thanks for having me. I'm really, really pumped to be here.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah, man. Like I said, I really enjoy your podcast, man. So it's awesome to have you here on mine. So yeah, man, I mean, why don't we just jump right into it? I know that this is something you've been working hard on for the last several months. And I kind of teased it at the top of the show. But tell us a little bit about, before you actually get into that, tell us where your business is at right now, and then maybe we can transition into, you know, what you've been working on with this tool.
Yeah, absolutely. So I have been in real estate for almost 10 years now. I don't want people to think that I was born from the womb flipping 100 houses a year. It took a while to build up to that. So I've been through the ringer. I won't go into my sob stories. I have a couple of them because I just want to get into pure content. I know we don't have a lot of time. But yeah, my current business, we're flipping about 100 houses a year. Collectively, we've flipped around 600 houses. And everything I do, like Alex mentioned, is focused on system. I love what you were talking about at the beginning, Alex, that you get what you focus on. And so many times people ask me, what are your secrets to creating systems?
Yeah.
And sure, I've given like 3-day seminars on how I do systems in my business. But the number one thing, if I could tell you one thing, is if you focus on it, you'll do it. Focus on it. Like whatever your focus is, that's what's going to happen.
Yep.
So I believed it could be done, even when others said, no, I don't think it can be done. House flipping is not a passive business. You can't make it passive. And I'm like, that's just not true. Like a lot of real estate investors, they just don't have a lot of business sense. And the truth is it's great that real estate investing has a very low barrier to entries, because a lot of people like myself and Alex and a lot of you guys out there, we have the chance to get in, even though we don't have this advanced business degree or background. Right. Yeah. However, along with that, a lot of times comes people who say dumb things like you can't create a business that will work for you, and you can't create the automation. Just yesterday, I was talking to a guy and he's like, I don't believe you. I'm like, okay, like if you don't believe it can be done, then it's never going to get done.
That's right.
I mean, but at the same time, this guy was talking about Disneyland and how amazing. I'm like, dude, Disneyland is full. Disneyland makes our business look like nothing.
I know, it's crazy.
If they can do it with Disneyland and Apple and all these other companies, create the systems, the processes that will work for you, then we can easily do it in real estate. So it's good stuff.
Yeah, thank you, man. I appreciate you. And yeah, it's you know, I don't want to get into the whole secret thing, but it's true. What you focus on expands. So just to add to what you were saying there, it's you know, if you don't have that in place, all the strategies, techniques, systems, all that stuff is not really going to matter.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So yeah, man, why don't you talk to us a little bit again? I know you've been, you know, kind of behind the scenes. You've been working hard on this tool. And just from what you've told me, I'm anxious and I'm looking forward to going through it to see where are the pain points in my business. Where can I, because, you know, one of the things that you recently mentioned on your podcast is, you know, you might be focusing your efforts and attention on the wrong part of your business, where if you can make a slight tweak or a change or a modification in another part, that's really what's going to move the needle.
Yeah, for sure. So kind of like Alex mentioned, you know, you go to the doctor and they don't just start poking holes in your body and, you know, open up your brain. Something's wrong with you, they check you out. They see what's wrong. And I see a lot of people that will analyze deals. They have a way of analyzing the houses and the deals, but most investors do not analyze their business. And when I first started educating about 3 years ago on a more of a full-time basis, you know, I've always been helping people and talking to people for the past 10 years, but I realized I thought it was going to be really easy. I thought I was just going to teach people the basics of house flipping and they were going to go out there and replicate what I had done. It was going to be great. But I very quickly came to find that teaching people how to do real estate and just doing it yourself and them, it's two different things. Like learning, yeah. It took me like a year before I felt like I got pretty good at teaching people how to do real estate. But even then, after that year, I thought I had it down pretty good. So I got to the point where I could work with someone for a couple hours and identify exactly what was wrong with their business and get them back on track. It was like this basic checklist, right? I'm like, boom, 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 boom. Okay, we got it. This is where you're off. They'd get that back on track. And those people would go from breaking even or losing money in their business to literally going the next 12 months, creating like a six or multiple six figure income. Mm-hmm. So I thought this is pretty cool. It's pretty awesome. But I didn't have a system. I didn't have a way that people could diagnose it on their own. I had to sit with them and I'm not cheap, not a cheap date, but I wanted more of the general public, people who maybe couldn't afford to pay me one-on-one. Like, how can we create this system for them? So that's when I first had the idea of this tool. But then several other things happened. You know, it would have been pretty basic if I created it a couple years ago. But, you know, little bit by bit, like there were several things that happened. One time I was talking to my coaching partner, Andy McFarland, and he talked about he did this 4-hour long training with his team to teach them basic, very basic creative financing skills. We're not talking like crazy stuff, like go find a boat for this guy. And then like that takes so much time and effort. But the very basic things that you could do for people who maybe, you know, you offer them cash and that doesn't work out and you go boom, boom, boom. But not only do it, but an easy way to train other people. That's the problem. That's where we get stuck on stuff like this. We learn all this knowledge ourselves, but we can't teach someone else to do it. So it's not replicatable, right. Whatever word that is. So Andy told me he did this training with his team. They very easily, they increased their conversions by 20%. And I was like, oh, that's cool. You know, like some basic things that they could do as a plan B if people, if the cash didn't work, and they increased it by 20%. And then I was talking to my brother who used to wholesale me houses, and he stopped. I was like, hey, why don't you sell me houses anymore? He's like, you don't pay enough. And you know, he had created a very strong buyers list, through this automatic process that he used. And he's like, you know, that house that I made $10,000 from you, if I sold that to my list, I would make $17,000. Like, wow, that's like a 70% higher than that's a lot. That's a big percentage higher, right?
For sure.
And then, you know, I was at a mastermind meeting and my friend Doug Van Soos gets up and he talks about how, you know, they made like $1 million last year in their real estate investing business. And 1/3 of that came from their long-term follow-up system. I'm like, wow. So they made $333,000 from their long-term follow-up system. Now, this is not your typical follow-up system that people usually do. Investors for 30 days are usually following up. But this was an automatic process that he had in place with automation that basically brought him these additional leads that seemed to be completely dead.
Wow.
Deals that like I was basically throwing away and most investors throw away. So I started looking at all these things and there were several different categories. And I'm like, wow, like I hear people all the time say stuff like, I can't find any deals or in this market and things like that. And I'm like, you guys are totally missing it, right? Like deals are not found, first off. They're created. But I believe even more so, if you create the process, create the system that will bring the leads to you, bring the deals to you, and you have the process for sifting through those. And then you have the different ways of maximizing that potential on the end, on the back end, that allows you to keep the front end going even stronger. Are you following me? Does that make sense?
No, absolutely. It makes perfect sense to me.
So I came up with these 12 different criteria, different things that I see that not all investors do all of them. But if you do enough of them well enough, you will have a successful business. And I started analyzing people who were not succeeding in this business. First of all, you got the guys that don't even like try. Yeah. We're not even talking about those guys. There's no way you can succeed if you don't try, right? Mm-hmm. But even the people who were trying, and I'm like, okay, this person like lost money. Like, why did they lose money? Oh, they didn't do this, and this. They had a poor follow-up system. They didn't have this and this going on. And then I look at the people who broke even. Why did they break even? I look at the people who made, who doubled their money and tripled and quadrupled. And I started analyzing things that they were doing and I was seeing all these correlations. So that's kind of the tool that we came up with. And it just goes through, and it's like those kind of like those personality tests, you know, you can go through and answer simple questions and it tells you a lot about yourself. But what this will do is they'll tell you a lot about your business and just let you know where you're off, where you need to focus on. And if you're a new investor, I mean, your goal is to just do the few basic things that will get you to where you're profitable. And if you're a little more advanced like Alex or myself, your goal is, okay, how can I increase my profits? I mean, if you can, Alex, what would it do for you if you could just with the switch of doing a few basic things in your business, a few tweaks, increase your overall profits and deal conversion by 50%? What would that do for your business?
That'd be huge, man. I mean, that'd be incredible.
Yeah. So it just helps people really focus in on where they really need to improve. Well, let's actually why don't we give the link right now?
Yeah.
And then we give it again at the end just for people who want to go check it out. And this literally is just coming out today at the time of the recording of this podcast. Obviously, if you listen to the future, still go check it out. We'll still have it up there for you.
Awesome. Yeah, guys, if you want to check it out, go to flipempire.com/HQ. flipempire.com/HQ. And again, it's 100% free. I mean, Justin's been working on this for the last, what now, 3-4 months you've been working on this thing?
Yeah. And actually, I mean, if you think about it, for years, because of all the, it's just a lot of my findings over the years and then really compiling it through this research that I've been doing recently. And yeah, we've put a lot of effort into it, done a little bit of testing, and it's proven to work really well. So what will happen is you basically go through and you answer 12 questions about your business. Very, very simple. You basically rate yourself 1 through 5, and then you'll get a score. You know, if you're for a wholesaling business, it's only 11 questions. Flipping is, you'll answer if you're a house flipper or wholesaler, and then we'll go through, ask you questions about your business, and you'll get a score of 1 to 60, and then based on a 0 to 60, I should say. And then based on that score, you'll get results on where your business is probably at, and then the things that you really want to focus on.
Okay.
And I just see so many people out there that are focusing on the wrong things. They're spinning the wheels, and literally they'll take like a year or two focusing on the wrong thing, not recognizing exactly what it is they need to be doing to be successful. And they just don't make it. Now, I'm good if people want to go out and read like a bunch of books on things, but recognize if you're reading a book that's about a certain topic that has nothing to do with what you should be focusing on, that's entertainment, or that's maybe you're doing self-improvement or whatever, but that may not necessarily correlate exactly with what you need to do to be successful in your house and business. I thought I was going to find this other thing, like they're going to all have this crazy morning routine or have a certain way they work out and all this stuff. And the truth is, it just came down to these 12 basic things. And a couple of them are more advanced. They're not that basic. A couple of them, I don't even do that well. But I'm like, holy cow, like if I can improve these things, the business that we already have that's already exploding can double and can do even better. So
yeah, well, it's like you said a little while ago, man. I mean, imagine if you could improve 10 to 20% in each of these areas, right?
Yeah.
I mean, what kind of cumulative effect would that have on your business and the bottom line? I mean, it could be exponential. So that's actually maybe a perfect segue, man. I mean, can you tease a little bit? What are some of the common denominators that you found across all your years of you know, just masterminding, networking, your experience and knowledge and going through the business and building up, you know, such a successful automated business? What are some of the things that you would say separate those that struggle to really make it work and have a business that supports their lifestyle as opposed to vice versa, and those that get it? And like I said, you know, their business actually supports their lifestyle and it's not dependent on them.
Sure. So here, it breaks down into three things. Like I said, there's 12 questions. We're going to analyze your business more through the tool. But it really comes down to three things. Generating leads. If you do not have a lead generating system, that does not include you because we are the bottleneck. Mm-hmm. We get sick. We get lazy. We get tired. We get depressed. We have things come up. We have emergencies come up. We have bodies up with a doctor. We have families. We have all kinds of things. So you need to have a lead generating process. If you do not have leads coming into your business on a daily basis, you don't have a business.
So true. Okay? Yeah.
So in any business, you know, you hear about traffic. You either have to have traffic or leads or something. So you got to have the lead generation. So the lead generation, so there has to be a process in place to get leads into your business. Number two, you have to have a way to convert those leads. Okay. If you do not have systems put in place to convert those leads, and they can break down into several things, from the point of sifting through the crap that you don't want to deal with to someone who's in charge of going after the good leads. If you not have a lead conversion in place, then once again, you don't have a business. Then from there, it's all about, just like what you said with your team earlier, the third thing is, okay, now you have the lead flow coming, you have the lead conversion happening on a regular basis, a weekly basis. I'm gonna kind of sidestep here a little bit.
Yeah, please do.
I was talking to my team yesterday and we're just talking, okay, how can we do better? How can we do more? And really, it doesn't take a lot. I mean, it seems like it does. But the difference between doing 0 deals and doing 100 deals a year really isn't that much. As we like broke it down, I'm like, hey, we went over like 3 different systems that we could put in place. And if we do properly, okay, this system can bring us another deal per week. This can bring us another deal per week. That's another 150 deals in a year.
That's incredible. Right? Okay, actually, Justin, you know what, man? If you don't mind, can you kind of like, you know, if we could peel back the curtain, can you share with us, like, that's a perfect example. You know, you talked about maybe a couple different systems that you guys can implement in your business that can bring six figures or six figures plus. What can you give us an example just so, like, you know, because if I'm just starting out in this business and I'm listening to this podcast, doing 100 deals a year might seem daunting to me. And it's like, sure, it's so far out there. So, but like you said, you and I both know that it's really just a few tweaks and taking certain actions and having certain things in place. Can you give us an example of like a specific system or what does a system look like to you that could produce those results just by implementing it?
Yeah. So really quick, I just want to, the third one is profit maximization.
Okay. Got it.
So lead generation, lead conversion, and then how do you maximize the profit of that? Because I see a lot of people, they'll get a deal, maybe it's a wholesale deal they're going to do. They make $5,000, $10,000. Like, there are ways that you can increase that. And we've talked about some of those by 50 to 100%. If you can do that, then you can fill more in the front end. And if you figure out how to make your marketing cheaper, we just went with a cheaper direct mail provider. So if you can do that, boom, you can double your marketing. It just doubles your entire numbers, your entire profit. Once you have the pieces in place, the system, you just tweak a few numbers and it's like on your spreadsheet of your income, it can like increase it by 50%, 75%, 100%. So it's pretty wild. So yeah, I'll throw out a couple systems. You know, I've got a brother who, he started real estate a couple years ago. He calls me up. He's like, bro, I just got married. I have a baby on the way. I'm not making any money. I'm trying to sell insurance and it's just not working out. I don't know what to do. I want to get into real estate. Can you help me? And I'll be honest, like I was like, oh, I felt sick in my stomach because you and I both know that not everyone in this business succeeds. And this was my brother who literally was at the brink of, you know, things weren't going well. I'm like, oh, bro, I don't know, man. It's, wow, doesn't work. I try to talk him out of it, kind of. Like, I didn't want to be responsible, right?
Yeah, no, I hear you.
But I said, here's the deal. You can't make money in this business. I didn't want to tell him, like, you may not be cut out for it. Cause he's not, like, as, like, crazy outgoing as I am, right? Mm-hmm. But I was just like, just what if it doesn't work? I don't want, anyway. So he went for it. I taught him what to do, told him what to do. And it took him 90 days and nothing. And I was like, oh, and he was working hard and trying to do whatever he could to make it happen. Finally, on literally day like 91 or 92, he gets a deal. I buy it from him. He makes $10,000. Later on, I pay him another five because we did really well. We made like $34,000 on it. And it wasn't a very big, it was like a really small investment. It was like, we were into it for like $80,000. So it was a huge return. Easy peasy deal. And, that's the same brother I mentioned later on, stop selling houses. But what I also came to find about 7 months later is I went to go visit him and I knew he was doing a lot of deals. He got to the point where he was making like $50,000 a month. And I figured he was going to be taking a ton of calls and working his butt off. And we went mountain biking and like he didn't get a call. And the whole time I was in his office, like the phone was ringing. I'm like, bro, like, are you doing okay?
Yeah, I can imagine.
He's like, oh yeah, we're doing great. And I just happened to see like his bank statement, like checks coming in, like wires coming in. I was like, wow, like you're killing it. That's the first time I realized he was making $50,000 a month. You know, he's not the type to brag very much or talk about things like that. And I dug in and I saw this map on his wall and I was like, what are you doing? Your phone's not ringing. Like nothing's happening. And all he had done, and he hopefully doesn't mind me sharing this, but I think it's fine.
Give it to us, man.
Okay. Yeah. So all he had done, and I know a lot of people aren't fans of bandit signs, and that's not necessarily a point I'm making here. I'm just making a simple system point.
Yeah.
But he got the bandit signs. He's figured out his numbers. He figured out for every X amount of bandit signs he put out, he'd get X amount of calls, which would bring him X amount of deals. And then he thought, but I hate putting out bandit signs. So what if I got someone else to put out the bandit signs for me? And he didn't like taking calls from people that were not motivated or were yelling at him or bandit sign police. Mm-hmm. So we thought, what if I have someone else take the calls? Just like you said, what do you focus on, right? So he set up the system where he has bandit signs delivered to the person's home. He has like two or three guys that put them up. They use an app called Simple Crew. So it's really easy for them to go through. They take a picture. He knows exactly where they put them. It's all dialed in. They take the calls, they screen them, they set the appointment for him. They have access to his calendar. He goes to the appointment. He, with only motivated sellers, he closes 1 out of 4, and that's all he does.
That's so, so awesome.
He'll just go to like, he'll go to like 4 or 5 appointments a week, closes one of them. He's created a good buyer's list, sells it to his buyer's list. And that's his, that's it. That's his system. Wow. And it makes him 50 grand a month. And he's helped a lot of other really awesome people who wanted to get into real estate, but just couldn't quite get it figured out. But, and so they're putting up the signs for him, screening the calls. It's like a partnership. They win, he wins. And what he's figured out is it only cost him, you know, a lot of times people will put out like 100 bandit signs or send out 100 letters and be like, oh, it didn't work. I only got a few calls. It's like, well, first off, you're learning. Second off, you're not going to spend $100 unless, you know, even a blind squirrel finds a nut every once in a while, right? But mm-hmm. you're not going to spend $100 to make like $50,000. Like, it's a business. But if you can figure out how to spend $2,000 consistently, that will make you 6, 7, 10, 20, 30,000. Like, that's a dang good number. You know, Alex, if I give you $1,000 and if you give me $1,000 and I give you back $3,000 to $4,000 every $1,000 you give me
all day long,
all day long, right? Like, that's all we're doing in this business. We're just trying to figure out how to spend a certain amount of money and make a significantly more amount of money. Because if you do that, you have a $1 million business. That's all there is to it. My marketing coach, people always ask him, what's your marketing budget? And he's like, what do you mean? I don't know what you mean. He's like, I spend money and I make more money. My only goal is to come up with systems that allow me to make automatically make more money than I'm spending to duplicate that money. It's like, yeah. It almost feels like cheating, you know?
And you know what, man, just to kind of piggyback on something you said, because I think the operative word in all of that, at least for me, what really resonated and what I'm always kind of preaching to my team and some people that I work with is consistency. I think a big mistake, and I'm sure you can agree to this, that a lot of investors and wholesalers will go out there and they'll market and they'll get so busy working the leads that they'll stop marketing, or they'll close a deal and they won't reinvest a certain percentage of those profits back into marketing. And people need to realize that marketing is the lifeblood of your business. Yep. I mean, the first thing you said was lead generation.
Yes.
And I'm a big advocate of, you know, take a certain percentage of when you close a deal, minimum 10%, but ideally 15 to 20, if not more, throw it back into marketing.
Yeah, no, I agree 100%. And that can mean a lot of, it can be marketing or lead prospecting, depending on what market you're in. I have students who are still doing deals on the MLS. So cool. Create a system out of it, though. Don't you be the guy or gal who's waking up every morning and checking out on the MLS and reaching out to realtors. You know, a couple of years ago, we hired someone and I thought, MLS isn't working that well. It's a waste of time. I don't want to waste their time. But I figured it out. If they only got one deal per month, maybe that would cost me $1,500, $2,000 to pay them that money, right? Their hourly rate or whatever. But I was like, so this is what happened. She ended up getting 3 deals over 3 months. And looking back, that profit is like $70,000. And wow. It only cost us a few thousand dollars to have her do that. So you got to think like a business owner. You can't think like mom and pop shop. And you got to, even though you can be, but you got to think a little bit more like a business owner and just bit by bit replace yourself. You know, find the minimum tasks that other people can do for you. Realize that your ROI on paying someone, you know, $12, $13 an hour, or whatever it might be to do those basic tasks, is going to be so great if you continue to put those systems together and as you bring in profits into your business.
I love it, man. That's actually a perfect place to end it here. So yeah, guys, again, you know, I'm always, if you've been listening to the show for a while now, you know, I'm always kind of pushing you to grab. It's great that you're taking the time to listen to this podcast, but at the end of the day, it's not going to make you money unless you take one thing that Justin shared here and implement it in your business. You know, I always talk about one of the traits of successful people is speed of implementation. It's don't worry about getting it perfect. Don't worry about necessarily getting it right. Just get it going and you'll figure it out along the way. So yes. Yeah, Justin, man, having said that, I don't know if you have any kind of like parting thoughts, but one thing I want to ask you is where can people reach out to you? I know that I definitely want to encourage everyone to go take this test. So go to flipempire.com/HQ. I'm going to be taking it myself. I'm excited to see where we need to jump into to really improve our business and the bottom line. So yeah, man, I don't know if you have anything else to add or where people can reach out to you.
Absolutely. Yeah. So like Alex said, go to
flipempire.com, right.
.com/HQ and get that tool. That'd be awesome. And then, you know, if there's anything, I'm at houseflippinghq.com. We have lots of free content over there. For those of you who are, you know, wanting to really ramp things up and you want a little more direct access to me and my team and several other house flippers and wholesalers, we are reopening the doors to our program, House Flipping Formula 4.0. And I'd love to have you. And go ahead, I would say go get the tool. And I don't know how you want to do this, Alex. This is kind of live, right?
What we'll do is I'll send everybody an email with more information about that program, man. So yeah, definitely go get the tool. Go through the test. It shouldn't take you long at all. How long would you say it would take on average to go through the 11, 12 questions, Justin?
It's like a 5-minute test. And then awesome. The results, you know, will take probably take you about 5 or 10 minutes to read through. But, you know, we want to give you some good detail on what to do next.
So. Gotcha. So, yeah, we'll follow up with you guys and we'll shoot you some more information about the house flipping formula 4.0. Right, Justin?
Yep.
OK, perfect. Like so. Yeah, man. Hey, again, I appreciate your time. I look forward to the next masterclass, and also make sure to tune in to the Q&A show where I'm going to be kind of doing a little bit more of a deep dive with this whole thought of you get what you expect and expect more. So hopefully that resonates with you guys. I can't tell you what an impact it's made on my business this year. And what's interesting is that this is something I've always known, but when you really like focus on it, again, that seems to be like the central word here. When you focus on it, it's incredible how things can happen in your business and also in your personal life. So again, appreciate your time. And Justin, I know you and I will be in contact, man. So thank you for creating that tool.
Awesome. Thank you, Alex.
Take care.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.